Good morning, church. Are we ready to sing this morning?
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again now that we can be here in church. That we can lift up our voices, give glory to you, Father, right now. Father, we just thank you that we have songs to sing. That your Holy Spirit has moved and inspired men and women in the past to write down these songs, and they did. And now we get to sing them again to you, Father. And Father, help us just to, whatever our circumstances are this morning, this past week, help us, Father, just to be able to put them behind us right now. And that we'd just be able to focus on you, concentrate on you. That we'd be able to lay aside that weight and Father, we want to come to you now in spirit and in truth, and we thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that's silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Though often tested, and like a prophet, my pillow a stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, the streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold.
Amen.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Jesus, love of Jesus down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the love of Jesus down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Understanding down in my heart. Love of Jesus. Jesus in my heart. I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Go and share it with each other this morning. I'd also like to take the time and welcome back our tambourinist. It's nice to be hearing you back there. No one plays it quite like you do. Now, you're also noticing that there's more bodies up here on the stage than usual.
Amen.
In fact, there's a little shiny something red here. You'll notice this. A nice bass guitar. I'm sure most of you know who Tyler is. Tyler Todd.
Amen.
Now, my pappy, he always told me, he said, when you meet somebody and they introduce themselves and they got two first names, you don't trust them.
Yeah.
But he looks honest enough, so we like him. Tyler Todd here on the bass.
Thank you.
find that in Psalm 3.
Hallelujah.
There's one thing that never fails, a wonderful love. Every day it still prevails, a wonderful love. Coming from heaven, filling my soul, setting me free and making me whole. Let the blessed tidings roll, a wonderful love. There's one thing that never fails, a wonderful love. Every day it still prevails, a wonderful love. Coming from heaven, filling my soul, setting me free and making me whole. Let the blessed tidings roll, a wonderful love.
Imagine if God the Father had not sent His Holy Spirit. He had just sent Jesus the Son and then left us to struggle just to get saved and then eke out an existence afterwards. Think about that. The Holy Spirit is just as vital as Jesus is. Jesus comes, He saves us. It's the Holy Spirit who draws us in, right? Pulls us in and gives that conviction. And then God just doesn't cut us loose and say, okay, now I'll see you later when you die. But, you know, just like what the words say here. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done.
So does. He'll cleanse you and make you whole. Rise and be.
Filled with His grace.
majesty and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength, worthy of all blessing.
You, Lord, and I worship.
worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth.
Now is the time that the true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. O blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. You blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Oh Lord, we are thankful. We are thankful for the things that you've done. And we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you, and we thank you today for a day of victory, a day of celebration, a day of excitement, a day that we are going to rejoice in the Lord and the power of his might. Let us today realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Let us not forget get the gift that is within us, that's given to us by prophecy, by the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Let us meditate upon these things. Let us give ourselves wholly unto them, that our profiting may appear to all. O Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. Let us not forget it. Oh, hallelujah, let us meditate upon those things. And we want to thank you, Lord, that we are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And there's no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Oh, let this go down deep in our hearts. Oh, and when the devil comes against us and tell us about our discrepancies and our sins and our transgressions, oh, we can remind him about his future. Hallelujah. And we can declare, oh, greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He is our provider. He is our source. He is our keeper in the shade on our right hand. Oh, hallelujah. And we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to celebrate, Jesus, celebrate, to shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. And we pray today, let out of this belly flow rivers of living water, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, rivers of living water. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord, for all the provisions, that you have made in our lives. And we bless you and thank you, Father. Jesus says to the apostles, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon thee. And you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. And he's talking about us today. Oh, you will be witnesses unto me. Let us realize, who we are in Christ Jesus. And let us share our testimony to others. Let us not be silent. Let us not be quiet. But let us proclaim from the house top. Let us proclaim it from the top of the hill. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, what the Lord our God has done and what he has done for us, he can do for them. And we want to thank you, Lord, that we are, Lord, we're going to go out, Lord, and declare your marvelous works. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we are in the upper room. Oh, Lord, as those were in the upper room, as suddenly came from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. The same thing can happen today in this body of believers. Oh, hallelujah. He said when the day of the Pentecost fully come, they were all in one accord in the one place. As suddenly came a noise from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and he filled the place where they were sitting. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord, and praise you, Heavenly Father. And it appeared unto them, cloven tongues as of fire, and he sat upon each and every one of them. Oh, hallelujah, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word with boldness, hallelujah. And they spoke with other tongues, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, and what you did 2,000 years ago, you can do today in this body of believers. And we pray, O Lord, that you use us. We pray that you send us, that we will answer the call that you have for us. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. And we appreciate everything that you've done and the things that you have in store for us. And we thank you and praise you, Father, that we have the power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, let your Holy Spirit continue moving in the midst of us. And, oh Lord, and anoint the pastor today as he will bring the message to us, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, give him the freedom to preach. Let the anointing be upon him. Let the power be upon him. And let the word come out with power and pierces like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today and a day of victory. Anoint everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray. And your name be glorified in every area of this ministry, in our walk. Let your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you instructed us today to bring the tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this body. Every need in this church, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Oh, you told us no one lives by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all our needs today. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Thank you. So we're going to take a few testimonies this morning. You might notice my voice is a little raspy, but early in the week, probably was doing something I shouldn't have been doing. I was running around out there in that 20 degree weather after working out at the gym, you know, soaking wet with sweat and all that. But had to get a truck loaded. And anyway, I come down with a sore throat. Just when I started getting that, I realized, well, right away I got to cover myself with some prayer, you know. So I went to praying for myself, and I called a friend of mine, asked her to pray for me. And I know a lot of people that have gone down sick for a long time and fevers and you name it. But my sore throat's gone. I just got a little raspy voice and no fever, none of that. So it's nice to have the power of God on your side, huh? So we don't have to take what the devil hands out. So I feel good. Might sound a little raspy, but I feel good. Yeah. And I also want to say I'm thankful. Once again, God has continued to make provision for me and my employees. And I'm blessed that he continues to do that for us. Thankful for the work. And it might not be 6 days a week, but, you know, it's nice to get a little rest, too. And I'm thankful for not only the work that we have, but the work that's coming, because I know my future is bright. I have a bright future. So not only here on the earth, but in eternity. Okay, so do we have some testimonies this morning? Okay, Sister Lois.
Well, when God does a miracle for you, you just have to tell somebody about it, because you want to build their faith, you want to give them hope, and who knows what it might be, something that they wouldn't think about asking God to do for them. And would miss their miracle. So I was taking my sister to the airport last week, and it was the weather was okay, but it was very cold, and I was having trouble seeing. It was like the sun was shining on the droplets of water in the air and causing it to be a film that I couldn't see through. I could see the road, I could see the cars and all that. I could see the trees and the buildings. I just couldn't read any signs, not one. So when I was coming back from the airport, I couldn't read the sign that said Reno to go home. So I kept driving. I guess I was on 5 all the way downtown. And I didn't know where I was. I didn't know how to get off the freeway there. I just prayed. I just said, Lord, I can't see. Either help me to see the signs or steer me in the right direction. And a voice in my head said, follow that car off the off-ramp. So I did. And I went around and came out, and I couldn't see the street I was on. I drove for a while, and it was found out it was a one-way street. And lo and behold, he brought me out right on J Street, which turns into Fair Oaks, which goes straight up to Eastern into where I live. And he just took me home. And I just couldn't believe it. All that distance from the airport on 5 and not knowing Highway 5 very well anyway, and then to take me off right on the one street I could find my way home on. So praise God.
Okay, amen. Okay, Natalia. Well, you can't miss Natalia's hand, man. She reaches for the roof.
Yeah. They gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord, and he delivered them out of their distress and led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Amen. Praise him.
Praise him, praise him, Jesus of us, a Redeemer.
Jesus.
Single earth his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. For our sins he suffered and blessed and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, high
Jesus crucified.
Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love abounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of excellent greatness. Praise him, ever a joyful song.
Praise
him, tell
Jesus
our blessed Redeemer.
Heavenly
portals, love with Hosanna rings. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belonging. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever a joyful song.
Amen. Are you going to do that little prayer? The prayer, go ahead.
Twinkle, twinkle, starry shine, now it's Bible story time. We can learn of God above, learn of Jesus and his love. Let's get ready right away and be with God to end our day.
Amen. I too want to join hands with Brother Thomas. We are also blessed in my industry, construction, that we're constantly getting more and more contracts. And we're working busily. I just want to thank and praise God for that. I have a small testimony. Last Monday, my wife was summoned for jury duty. And so she went to the courts, and I stayed home with Natalia. And normally they either send you home and within minutes because the trial is settled or something. But in this situation, it's a three-week ordeal, 3 weeks. Can you imagine me staying home at 3 weeks and no work? It would be devastating. So as the judge was reviewing everybody's situations and hardships, my wife prayed right there in court to release her from this obligation, and praise God, he did, and she came home within hours, and no three-week duty, so I praise God. Amen.
I also got a jury summons in the mail, so I'm taking my juror's handbook with me. The judge doesn't like it. Okay. I had a question for Natalia, though. First of all, it's good to see all those nice front teeth coming in, Natalia. They look good. But what is the scripture reference for that scripture that she read? Psalm 107. Okay, thank you. So we can read that later. And what is your puppy's name? And what kind of dog is it? Okay. Did you catch that? It's an Australian Shepherd. Pavina. And it means peacock in Russian. Okay. It's an Australian Russian dog. And it had a trip around through Iran too, right? Okay, or Iran. All right. Okay, Michael, you had a testimony.
Yes, today I want to give a testimony about like a water distiller, because the Old Testament is commandments to live by the health laws. And I think we can talk about anything in the Bible that we see being proven or being tested. So I purchased a water distiller, I guess, around 3 months ago. And I've done, after a lot of internet research, and I'm still doing internet research, you know, our body is a lot healthier when we drink pure things and think pure thoughts and live a pure life. And the Bible is about all different types of purities, you know. So I suppose maybe the New Testament is more about us. I don't know. I'm not a theological scholar. I don't have 8 PhDs, so I better not go there. But I will say this. The water distiller is the pure water. Now, in the Garden of Eden, of course, everything was pure there in all kinds of ways. And, of course, it was kind of pure physically because it was pure spiritually. And when the spiritual laws are violated, then perhaps also the physical laws you violate later on. So first you violate your closeness with God, and then you violate the, your own body. I guess that's how it goes. Maybe it can go the other way. But I think we're founded upon God, and we got to get that straight. Anyway, the water distiller, the health laws of the Jews, I believe, of course, they are still valid. I'm not a believer that we should look at the Old Testament and say that's canceled. No way that's canceled. Jesus came to fulfill the laws. So the health laws in the Old Testament. Now, it doesn't. God did not command us to buy a water distiller, but God does command us to have pure things, not modified food, and not chlorinated water, and not fluorinated water, and colored water, and flavored water, and all this other nonsense. What we're supposed to be putting in our body is pure water. The water distiller is the very best water you can have. You're supposed to have pure H2O. Nothing added, nothing changed. And when you have the water distiller, it does it the perfectly natural way. It's by far the very best. And it leaves a lot of junk on the bottom, the hard minerals and all, and it passes through a filter. And once it goes, and of course it's tremendous heat. So it does everything. It's killing the germs, leaving the inorganic minerals at the bottom, and it's also filtering out that miserable fluoride and chlorine that they put in the water. So you're drinking pure water. So it's a testimony to following God's laws, it's a test, okay? And so I'm feeling better. So we had things here before about salt. You know, we're supposed to be having a sea salt. This is air-dried, natural, unadulterated sea salt. So we also need unadulterated water. You know, we need unadulterated thoughts, too. We need all of that. So we got the entire Bible. It's 66 books, and it has mucho, mucho to say. A lot to say in there. And a little bit goes so long, you know. A little bit goes so long. So I like to take it in little bits. But that little bit about purity in mind and in body. Mind and body and spirit, and you put it all together, and you're advancing. And of course, we in the Christian church here, we have an eternal perspective, not an infernal perspective, an eternal perspective. God is the only one that's eternal, so we want to be with God eternally. We're born immortal. We are now immortal. Now we're not gods, but we're immortal. And then when we go to be with God in heaven, then we achieve the status of eternality. I wouldn't want to be eternal with the devil, would I? I want to be eternal with God. So all the things that we can do, you know, my prayers are always asking God, how many ways can I please you? And you know, the more humbly I ask, the more God satisfies. I must come to God with ultimate and absolute humility. But you know, pure water makes my body healthier. I can always serve God better when, of course, I take care of myself. I do sacrifice myself, but I don't want to sacrifice my health, right? So the better, healthier I can make myself, the more I can serve God.
Okay, Michael, I'm requesting that you bring me a glass of that good water. All right, thank you. Okay, brother, what's your name? Paul, come on up.
Well, my name is Paul Phillips, and Mr. and Mrs. Terrell was my pastor and in 1974 and 75, and they called me Monday morning when I got home from a trip, and I was pretty depressed. And I was about ready to lose a family dealership that we've had for 41 years. And thanks to the Lord, this past week I was able to fulfill everything that DMV requested me of, and it wasn't easy. It was truly a miracle. I got a business license in from Stockton to Lodi in actually 15 minutes, which is unheard of. Usually it takes 3 weeks to a month. And all the papers that DMV wanted me to fulfill, I was able to fulfill them. I just have to go in tomorrow and finish it. But I was feeling really depressed. When I got home, I had my voicemail was completely full. I have some health issues, which the Lord, this week I've ran some tests and seems like my I have a lot of promise. In other words, I can't tell you for sure that I'm healed, but everything's functioning properly and normally, and that's a praise from the Lord. It really is. God's been good to me. I lost my mom and dad this past year, and I thank God that I was raised in a Christian home. I remember Mr. and Mrs. Terrell, they were great pastors of my family when I was 10 years old. And they invited me up here today to hear him speak. And I'm really happy they did. And I'm also happy that he called me. It was definitely the Lord on Monday, because I needed that. I was pretty depressed. And the truth of the matter is I've got a lot of hope. He kept asking me what I was going to do for where I was working and several times. And I was concerned about that. But, you know, when you have a business for 41 years, it was my father's, and you're getting ready to lose it, it weighs on you. Not so much part of it is financially, but the big thing of it was that was my father's pride and joy and what he really accomplished in life. And I'm just glad that that the Lord's seen a way that I can stay in business, and I thank him for that. And I thank you guys for inviting me up here.
All right, good to have you. Irene.
Good morning. This morning, as I wake up, I felt in my spirit the Lord speaking about faith to me. And actually today is a proof of what faith does in the life of people. And that scripture that Jesus said to this disciple, have faith in God. And he's still saying that to us, in us, because we have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. But it's not us. It's Christ living in us. And the life that we live in this body, we live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So I believe that that faith is really not an effort. It's just let Jesus live in us and his faith to be released each and every time we need it, for anything we need it. And in John, I think it's the first book of John in the fifth chapter, I think it says that he who have the Son have life is not believing in the Son of God, because Satan knows who he is too, but is having the Son of God. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that faith that is in us has to be acknowledged. And it's not our own faith, really. It's the faith of the Son of God who loves us. And with that faith and what he says in his word, we can always overcome the lies of the devil concerning anything that God has promised us. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I've been going to a lot of funerals lately, I haven't gone to all of them, but I had a lot of people around me dying, and I think I told you one was my employee. We're going to go probably to his funeral this week, but I went to one of this Christian brother, and this is my opinion. Heavily medicated, you know, lots of medicine. I don't think it helped him. And the people said God called him home. I don't believe that. I believe he left the earth early, and he had more time to fulfill on the earth, but made the wrong decisions, you know, to dump all the poison in. That's what I believe about it, really. And I believe the Bible says in Revelation that the by the multitude of the sorceries, the whole world was taken over. So there is healing in Jesus. And he is the source, I believe. And I'm not letting you off the hook, Javier. I didn't see your hand go up, so.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, around 4 o'clock, so I've been in my house, and I start to feel sick, with little fever, pain in my whole body. Well, so my wife told me, are you going to the church? Because on Wednesday, Monday and Wednesday, we practice music. I said, yes, of course, I go to the church, but you are a little sick. That's no big deal. Well, I come in, we practice pretty good. When I'm back to my house, I start to feel again sick, with fever, pain in my legs. I said, well, so for sure tonight is a heavy night for me. Because when I was younger, I remember pretty good, the doctor said, because I have a problem with the fevers. My fever all the time is coming really high fever. And but I remember when I was younger, the doctor said, the problem with you is, in your body, do you not have defense for this body, for this virus? Well, when I was younger, I believed everything the doctor say. Well, okay, so, but when the virus attack myself, my body, my fever is for a long time, at least like 3 days, with fever night, in the mornings, afternoon, all the time for 3 or 4 days. Well, I go to sleep Wednesday and wake up around 3 o'clock. And my wife told me, what's wrong? I don't feel good. Do you want some medicine or something? Not. I don't need. She said, okay, so we'll see the temperature, how is. When I checked out my temperature, it was 105. And it's coming up. I know what I need to do. I need to take a shower with cold water. Well, I take two showers by 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock or 5:20, something like that. And I call Tom. I tell him, so I think I need to take my day off because I'm sick. Oh, really? Yeah, so I'm really, really sick. Fever. I came working with a flu, with everything, but not with fever, because it's really, really high. She said, okay, but you know what we need to do? We need to pray. Okay? Well, I know he called so Pastor John and a lot of brothers here. Well, when I wake up by 11 o'clock, because really, really, I'm asleep at the night, and my good sleep was between 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. And when I wake up, I feel better. My wife told me, how do you feel? Well, so pretty good. But I take my breakfast, and I read my Bible, and I pray. Well, around 5 o'clock, I so really, really feel good, like nothing happened. She told me so. How do you feel? Well, I think I feel a little sick. I alive, because if I tell and I don't feel good, she told me, let's go to Walmart, let's go to Target, and because she got it. Oh, I feel so really, really little sick. Okay, so that's better staying home. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the best. She leave because I don't know, she got a problem all the time. She passed a lot of time in the stores. She wash everything, but she don't buy nothing. So, when she come back, like three hours later, she told me, how did you feel? Great, great. So really, yeah, like nothing happened. So I feel really, really good. So I don't believe, so you know, take her medicine. Well, I take the best medicine, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. So I beg you. So, and the church, the pastor, and my brothers pray for me, because never, I don't remember before, but never before my temperature was only for one night. I say so. She told me, okay, so we'll see in the night. So never back my fever. Praise Lord. And I had another small testimony. Yesterday was a big day for the Catholic Church and the community, and the Catholic community. They believe on Virgin of Guadalupe. Supposed to be was the Mother of God. But yesterday, my friend called me, and she told me, so you don't want to pick up your check? Oh, yeah. Sure, I go today to your house. I pass to your house. We're talking about our friend Oscar. He and I tell him, so Alfredo, so we never know. His name is Alfredo. Alfredo, we never know. So right now we're here. Tomorrow we never know. So we have children. We need to pray for our healthy, for our children, for our families. Especially because our children, they need us. They say, so well, but you know what I think, Javier? So when God call us, okay, tell me, how do you know God called you? Well, when you die, where you going? To places, Alfredo? To the paradise with God or to the lake? That's what you think. Yeah, that's what I believe, Alfredo. You don't believe anymore in a vision of Guadalupe? No anymore, Alfredo. I believe in my Lord, Jesus Christ, my Savior, the Holy God. Amen. I don't need more, Alfredo. Thinking about it, Alfredo. Thinking about it for your family, for yourself. And because I talked with him many, many times before to if he wanna come with us. She told me next Sunday. Don't tell me more excuses. So when you're ready, you can come. And he told me yesterday, so my goal to the next year is go with you to the church. Let's do it. Let's do it, Alfredo. But only do you need to believe on our Jesus Christ, our Savior, His Father, and the Holy God. That's it. We don't need more. Well, he not told me nothing. He not told me nothing because he say my wife she wanna go to the she wanna go to the Catholic church today to sing and spend your time, Alfredo. Don't go there. But thinking about it. So if you really do, you wanna know what it say the Bible, the gospel, come with us to learn. So right there. You can spend your time, you can stay in the Catholic Church every week, every Sunday, and you know, Lord, nothing. So if you really, really, you want to know what our Lord say, what the gospel say, come with us. He told me he is his goal to the next year, so we'll see. But praise God for that and for, I believe in the doctors, but my best doctor is my Lord, Jesus Christ. Praise Lord.
Amen. This man, Alfredo, that he's talking about, too, he works for us. And over many years, and in the last year, we start seeing him, he's shaking like this all the time. I think maybe Parkinson's or something is coming on. And he's stolen from us, lied to us. You know, his brothers were involved in vandalizing Javier's home, his vehicles, on and on and on. The list goes. And, you know, we've separated a few times. I think I've fired him. He's quit. He's come back. On and on and on. But we still love the guy. And I believe that Jesus is going to save him. And he's sure curious about what's going on here under this roof. Right? And what's happening with this man, Javier. So God is working. And it's beautiful. Okay. Not you yet, John. This is the last testimony.
Well, I have a testimony about God's healing power also. I just thought I would jump in here since everyone's testifying about this. I do want to say that illness or disease is not necessarily due to bacteria or virus or being exposed to the cold. Many times it can be due to an evil spirit that is trying to influence you. So this week, I too, on Monday and Tuesday after work, I had some unexplainable abdominal pain that came upon me when I left work, and I was talking to some friends from Be In Health, and basically I had realized that there were some connections between some of the people that I work with and my family, specifically my father. And one of the people has many of the same characteristics that my father does. And it's been very, very upsetting to me that once again I like have to deal with this. Finally, I've been trying to run from it. But it just keeps following me because God wants me to deal with it. And we had this party that was coming up, and I was in a lot of fear. I was in a lot of anxiety, fear of man. And one of the things that I discovered when I went back to Georgia last month is that I was so full of fear. So here, once again, I'm full of fear, and I'm having these unexplained symptoms coming upon me, and I felt myself kind of getting real emotional and kind of heading downhill. And I knew that if I went too far downhill, then I'd be sick, and then I'd be calling in sick to work, and who knows how long I'd be out of work. So we prayed about it, and by the time we were done talking and praying, the pain was gone. Praise the Lord, and I've been fine ever since.
Okay. All right. Joe, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. If you can get a scripture up, which will be from the Gospel of Luke. It's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. And I want to read this here before we pray today. And I'm really excited about praying. I think we can't pray enough. And we read this here from verse number 5. That's Luke 11, 5. And Jesus said to them, which of you shall have a friend that shall go unto him at midnight and said to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut. And by the way, when he had doors shut in those days, they simply put big bars in front of the door and locked them down, and all the people sleeping on mats in one room. So he said, trouble me not, the door is not shut, my children are me in bed, I cannot rise and give you. I said to you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I said to you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? First of all, we need salvation. We need the Holy Spirit. But in everyday life, we can ask and pray, and God will give us. It said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds. Him that knocks, it shall be open. You remember now we've been praying for the oil prices for a long time. And when God laid it upon my heart, I thought, you know, well, we can pray here, you know, nothing will happen. But God began to move, and I can give it a joyous news, if you haven't seen it already, that whoever prayed last week was able to pray down about $6 worth of oil. And the oil now fell to 69.74 cents a barrel. And so the dollar is weaker. This does not make sense financially. The dollar's gone down. Oil should go up. But there is a Heavenly Father pushing it down. And so we're going to pray here again. So we are now in the $60 range. I'd like to go down to the $50 range and just keep on going, so that we will have what we need and not have to spend a lot of money on that. Also, if you enjoy driving in today in the rain, compliment of our Heavenly Father. You remember that we prayed last week. We prayed the week before. And God said it would be rain. And that we did get some water. And we praise God for that. You notice now that this is, well, it's going to dry up. And then I said, Lord, don't let it dry up. And then Friday, the broadcaster says, well, you might have a chance of some rain Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance. And then if you noticed Saturday and then this morning, they said, you know, there is going to be rain Tuesday and Wednesday this coming week. And we thank God for that. We need that. So we're going to continue to praise God that he gives us rain. And what I wrote here today is this, that we're going to ask him to bring us out of drought that we have in California. And to those of you that are listening overseas, and you must say, well, you know, it rains every day where we live. When I lived in Sweden, we could have summertime where it rained for about 3 months every day. Another low coming in, low pressure coming in, and every day it rained for 3 months. And we thought, you know, where is the sun? Well, in California, it's the opposite. We usually get the last rain April, early May, and after that, every day we wake up. What's the weather today? Sunshine. May, June, July, August, September. We don't see rain. Everything here is irrigated. And that's why we are so excited when it does rain. And you want to praise God for that. And this is what I wrote. Let us greatly praise the Lord for the rain he gave us this week. God is good. Let us ask him to keep it coming so that through the drought, so that the drought will be broken in California. God is able. Let us ask him to have mercy on us. And let me come back to the testimony of Javier. We had a meeting here Thursday night, and Brother Bob had prepared colloidal silver for you. I don't know if you ever got it or not. And he was going to give it to you. He said, good brother. So he was going to give that for you to help out. But the Holy Ghost got to you before. But I wanted to tell you this. There's some people here that loves you. And they were thinking, you know, we got to help Javier. So God is good. These are the prayer requests here today. This is what I wrote about the oil. That I thank God for lowering the oil price to $69.87. I was wrong a few cents. That I continue to ask God to press the price down further and that the international money speculators will be unable to force the price upward. Instead, it will sink further. They don't need any more money. They got so much money. And they could stay in our pockets. Let's continue to pray for Patty Sims in New York and Gina in Germany, as these two strong Christian women are battling health issues. Let us not give up until these women are healed completely. So we are going to pray for those two ladies today. Also, let us have faith for our finances. As we have some 18 days left of this year to go, we need some extra help to help us finish this year in the black. Please be in much prayer for this, that God will move and release the money he has earmarked for a ministry. And I realized that last year, this year now, we have only sent out one newsletter. We are hoping, praying, thinking, working, sweating, name it. We have one ready to go, but it just needs the final touch on it. And it's a doozy. And what happened then is that people living around the country, they don't hear from us. And they simply says, well, maybe they walked away someplace and they stopped giving. And that's what we're hurting right now. So be in prayer that we be able to do this. We need a man or a woman skilled in computer that can help us to edit our videos every week. So please pray for us that that man or woman will come. And then we want to turn to Belgium. Now you heard about Belgium waffles, but this is the country of Belgium. And someone says, where's Belgium located? Now, you got to figure that you folks living in Europe, that everybody here does not know. They think Europe is a country. It is not with EU, but it's also a number of nations. So Belgium is located south of Holland, north of France, and west of Germany on the coast a little bit. God answered the prayers we had for Gert Timmerman in Belgium. The council meeting was held yesterday, and the pastor did not fight the council, but was willing to listen and understand the grieving of the council members as they are trying to protect their church from heresy. Bill Hybels did not come in person to this church some month ago for the global meeting, but it was a video conference with some of Bill Hybels' staff present to conduct the training. Now, they had a one-day seminar and they pulled in about $30,000 is what they charged the people to come in. So they had a nice profit on that meeting. So we want to thank God for that. There will not be any more Bill Hybel meetings of that type. Pamela Conlon today is in the Bay Area. And we need to uphold Pamela Conlon today and her mother, who is taking a turn for the worse and will most likely not live much longer on earth. Pray that God will comfort Pamela and that she'll be able to minister to her mother and her siblings. So we want to pray for that. Her mother is an elderly lady. She's been bedridden for some time. And a call came in to Pamela yesterday from her sister saying, Mom is asking for you, and she's fading. And I told Pamela, my wife told her the same thing, that go, minister, because once Mom is gone, you can't minister to her. So take the opportunity. This is where she's at today. So we're going to pray for her. This prayer request came in from Oregon, and I'll read it to you. We have a lot of people from our websites. Pray for Bill and Deb Kalita in Oregon. They both are recuperating from illnesses slowly. Deborah hopes to live long enough to complete the book she's writing to tell how the Lord set her free from mind control and occult oppression. She's one of these women that as a young woman was exposed to government mind control. And she was able to come out of it. They have been attacked a lot since she decided to resume working on the book. They have been attacked in Bill's business by thieves who even threatened to shoot them in several other ways. One disappointment was that the property they had set aside for an orphanage would not be used in an orphanage since their partner is now unable to fund it due to the economy. So pray for them to be victorious in all their trials, to be completely healed, to be led in their next steps. I have, over the years, had to deal with people that come out of mind control. If you haven't, you might have read about it, but you don't know the destruction. And a person is, if you can understand to lose your mind, it's the most frightening experience when you can't think clearly. Someone else is controlling you. And you wonder, am I going to die? So let's pray for Bill and Deb Kalita. So at this time, let's come on up here and have a prayer time.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to come here and to take part in this church service today. We thank you, Father, for our many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have dealt bountifully with us, Lord. You have given us so much. We thank you for a sound mind. And Lord, we want to lift up this couple from Oregon, and they're suffering from illness. We thank you, Father, for total healing in their bodies. And Lord, the mind control, it seems so far out to so many people and so bizarre. And really, a lot of people are not even aware of government mind control projects or whoever's behind mind control projects, but they do break people down and through abuse, and then they capture their mind and they put it to use for whatever they desire, Lord. And we know that that's one form of mind control. Another, there are so many other forms of mind control. There's mind control every day on the television, propaganda, on and on and on. So, Father, we look to your word where it says, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so, Lord, we claim that for this couple. power, love, and a sound mind. And we thank you, Father, for restoring the mind of Christ to them. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I thank you for the privilege of being able to stand with my brothers and sisters and come to you in prayer for our dear sister Patty and Gina, who live outside of California, who are part of our worldwide ministry. And I just stand with everyone here that they've already been healed, because by Jesus' stripes we are healed. And I pray, Father, that you would reveal to them if there be any evil spirit attacking them that is the cause of their ongoing health problems. I pray for revelation. And I pray that you would show them what they need to do to take care of any, if it is a spiritual attack. And I just thank you that the physical manifestation of their healing is on the way. They've already been healed in the spiritual, but the physical is lining up. And I ask also that if there is a creative miracle that needs to take place, that you would do that, and that you would align all the cells in their body exactly how you created them to be, in Jesus' name. And I give you the praise and the glory. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and rejoice that you answered that the prayers for that Gert Timmerman in Belgium had to protect his church from the error with Bill Hybels. We thank you that the pastor was willing to listen to their concerns, the council, and they presented their concerns well, I'm sure. Father, we pray that you would use this situation with the Timmermans so that they would be strengthened in their resolve to keep all other error away, and that the council would be unified by their understanding of the truth, and that they would dig even deeper like the Bereans and be strengthened, because there was much error that we still continue need to fighting.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Pamela Conlon right now. And we thank you for the anointing be upon her. Raise the standard, we pray, Lord, in this woman's life right now. And give her, Lord, the power, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Let her light shine before men, that they may see her good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving her the victory as she goes down to pray with her mother. We command right now every unclean spirit in the mother's heart and the sisters as well. We bind every unclean spirit, command them to be bound, chained, deaf, dumb, and blind, unable to function, unable to operate, unable to stir them up as she prays with the mother. And let them be open to the gospel, we pray. Let us see her light shine. And let us see the power of God moving through Pamela, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you touch the mother. And Lord, it's no problem for you to heal that woman. But we pray, not our will, but thy will be done. If you want, if it's time for her to go, let it be done. But we pray, thy will be done, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that this will be a mission for Pamela Conlon, not only for the mother, but also for her sisters. and the brothers-in-law and all the people, Lord, that will be together there, that they will see that Pamela is the woman of God and want to follow her example. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you will, she will come back victorious, bringing, O Lord, the good news of what happened in her family. When we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father, right now up in heaven, there is a man who is walking around and he is smiling because he made it in at the last second. He was that thief on the cross when he simply looked to Jesus and he said, "Remember me when you come into the kingdom." That was his deathbed confession. And he might not have a whole lot of rewards, but nevertheless, he passed the most important test here on earth to be born again, and he didn't perish. Father, I also too lift up Pamela and her family. Father, you would just give her the anointing to, whether it is just to speak or just to be there, that your Holy Spirit would just be present and so powerful that it would just change the entire room, the environment, the house, the family, everything, Father God. We do thank you that a miracle will take place in that family, that you will touch them greatly. And I don't know if her mother is born again, but nevertheless, Father God, that if she isn't, that you would just save her, touch her. And this would be an opportunity that Pamela would be able to use to make great inroads into her family, to be able to show them of who God is, the Creator, who's put us here on this earth. And Father, now we continue to thank you for the rain that you have sent here down to us. And you, in your infinite wisdom, do not send it in a deluge of giving us 12 inches in 1 hour, but you give it to us slowly, steadily, so that we don't have any flooding, that the ground is able to absorb it. There's runoff that goes into our rivers and reservoirs, and then also it goes into snow into the mountains, which eventually comes back down here. So, Father, we just thank you for your provision for us of looking out for us now and for later with the snowpack. And, Father, we continue to thank you for the rain that you are sending to us, that you have lined up, that you would just continue to keep this steady supply of water coming into us so that our farmers will be able to just to grow and to not be inhibited in any way, that we would just be able to function. Water is a most basic necessity here on this earth. So we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I come before you right now, Father, and ask that you would spare the United States, Father God, that you would help us with this oil, that you would help us bring the price down to a reasonable amount so that your kingdom can be furthered. That we can, you know, there's many people in the United States, Father, that give to the gospel and support ministry around the world. And I ask right now, Father, that you would have mercy upon our country, that you would bring down the oil price, Father God, that you would deal with each and every country. I know in my heart, Father God, that the United States is not perfect and we have a lot of problems here, but I do thank you for your grace and your mercy. And I ask right now, Father, that your hand, and you're the only one that can do it, as Brother John said, it doesn't make sense that our dollar is being devaluated, but yet oil's coming down. And I thank you, Father God, that your intervention into this has been set forth. And I ask right now, Father, that you continue, Lord, and that a supernatural phenomenon would happen, Father, and that you would intervene, Lord, in this situation, and that you would help us, Father God, in this area that so many of our parts of our economy depend on oil price, Lord. And I further ask right now, Father, that around the world that there would be peace, Lord. And I ask right now, Father, that you would guide and direct our president, Father. And Father God, I do come before you and thank you that this is a Christian nation. Amen. And that I thank you that I had a mother and father that showed me this country and showed me what this country stands for. And I ask right now, Father, that you would open every person's heart and every person's mind, and that we can put you first in our lives, Lord. And I ask you right now, Father, that you forgive me where I fail thee, as we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, you know that we have a need of financial support. And Father God, there is no shortage in heaven, but you are using people. And we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that you're going to move upon people around the world, around our nation. Father God, to remember us. And there might be some that might not even know we exist, but you will simply give them a name and an address and tell them what a check we have had them before, Father. And we thank you that you're going to supply our needs financially. We have 18 days left to go of this year, Lord. And in the flesh, it looks impossible. But in the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. And also pray, Father God, for a man or for a woman or for two people, whatever it is, that you have earmarked for this ministry, that have the either we get the finances, we can hire them, or you send someone retired that can pray for themselves. That Father God, the editing of the videos, uploading to the website, Father God, and to whatever we have to do, we will have help so that Lord Charles can be cut loose and we can begin to produce again a lot of written material. I thank you right now. You have moved before, Father God, and had people sell their homes and move to Sacramento just to be part of this ministry. And I thank you again, Father God, if you don't have them locally, send them in from wherever they are in the world, Father, to be part of us. Skillful people, Lord, they can take us to another level. And we give you great thanks that every prayer was spoken here by people now has been answered. And this we thank you for now. We love you. We praise you now. In Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. This time we have our outlines handed out.